Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Afternoon at the tone. Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's Rob and Sakanic is back.
Hey, urgent.
That had to be discussed.
I tell you what, man.
You wouldn't go to break.
Oh, I love how you blame me. Look, I get it. I've had those before. It is a horrible, horrible feeling.
We were like 5 minutes over. I'm like, just break already.
No, I was trying to finish up the story. I was interested in your opinion on Bob.
I had to finish my own story.
Now, the question, the very important question is was this a one-hit wonder, or is there going to be another one coming?
Are you in trouble? Yeah.
No, I'm...
You went to Turdville.
Me and PJ Fleck. Apparently, the banana that I ate...
Is that what it was?
Well, that's all I've had.
Is that why Rojo died?
Is that possible? Am I eating tainted bananas? Is there something in my kitchen that's poisoning my banana? That's all I've had since, I don't know, like Rojo wants the banana. 12:30. The only thing I've had since then is a banana.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
See, oftentimes right now you feel great.
Yeah.
35 minutes from now.
It's possible.
You might be getting some tummy rumblings.
Right as you started the Bob Lazar story, I was like, oh, man. I'm like, I'm all right. I'm like, we're almost at the break.
I've
held it for longer.
And we're through the Bob. We're about midway through the Bob Lazar story. And I'm like, it's kind of touch and go.
Your answers are getting shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
They really were. And I was really weirded out by it. I was like, what? You know a lot about Bob Lazar. Like,
Not continue with the Bob Lazar story. And then I looked down.
You should have passed me a note.
Well, I did give you the signal.
You did. Yeah, you did, did that.
Look over here.
And I looked down and,
poop.
We were a good solid 4 to 5 minutes over. And I couldn't risk it. It had to go down.
Well, that's okay. It happens. Happened to the best of us.
I feel much better
There's
now,
your hot squirts update, folks. And by the way, somebody mentioned... that we should have a portable poo mic. That's a great idea.
You just take it in there.
You just grab the portable. And
yeah, I would have been happy to talk to you about Bob Lazar from there, but it had to happen.
The show must go on.
Yeah. Either that or, you know, the Ducks have that portable tent now that they put up. Maybe we can have one of those in here.
Hey, Suk, what do you think about Bob Lazar? Well, you know, I think he's really, really believable and... excuse me.
Yeah, actually, the really interesting part about this is that, Bob Lazar believes that... So anyway, as I was saying about Bob Lazar... somebody asked, have you ever sprinted out and only found that the bathroom was occupied?
Oh, it's one of the worst feelings in the world.
Yes, I have actually had a moment. So we have three... toilets here?
In
the whole building.
Yes.
Or else you need to leave the premises.
Go to the Willamette.
I have had emergencies before where all three are full, and it's like, what are the odds? Because doesn't really happen often.
Yeah.
You get to the third one, and it's just you crumble
you're
into
like,
a ball.
Really?
Yep.
Where you have to ask, hey, you about done over there?
How about you? I'm going to the girls' bathroom at that point.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you do.
Yeah, you do.
Because we have a one-stall girls' lockable.
Yep.
You just got to do it and apologize later.
Either that or you just barge
And they always have the Febreze in there.
Yeah, you barge into the women's restroom and be like, I'm sorry for this, but it's happening.
All right, well, the show.
Someone said clearly the code word needs to be Bob Lazar.
I think that's right.
I got to go take a Lazar.
I think that's right.
I'm sorry.
Anytime anybody brings up Bob Lazar, this will be our own little inside joke for the P1s that are listening right now.
That's a Bob Lazar.
If you bring up Bob Lazar from this point forward,
we know what's up.
We get it.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
Emergency Bob.
Coming up, we've got some college football talk for you. We'll talk about Oregon, Arizona. And I am going to present some odds on the one team to make the college football playoff. Now, I'm talking about if LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson are in.
Sure.
That fourth spot, there are odds on all the teams that are in the running. I think they're interesting. We'll get to that. And I do have Mike Francesa audio to present to you this hour.
Oh, he's just always gold. Is this about the Astros?
Yes. Apparently, Mr. Francesa has a hard time understanding technology.
Yeah.
And how it works.
I think he has a hard time understanding, well, a lot of things.
So we'll get to that. Coming up in the club tonight, this is at a record low in the United States. I'll make you guess.
Okay. I got a couple of them.
We have another story about the four-day work week.
Yeah, you keep trying to push this.
It's the top of my agenda.
I'm on board. I thought you were supposed to do this in your last contract. What happened with that?
Well, I haven't had a contract I got 2 years until I'm dealing with
it. Until you push for the four-day work week?
Well, my contract's up in 2 years.
Yeah.
Let me know in two years, I'll be pushing for, once again.
Let me know how that goes.
It's the top of my list, yeah. The four-day work week. Now, normally, the four-day work week stories are all negative.
Yeah.
Like companies try it or this or that, and it fails. Not this one.
Ha!
We're coming around. And have we finally learned why we hiccup? All of that is coming up, but right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
At 5:12.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by frost-brewed Coors Light.
That is fertilizer.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
Why don't you take your butt out of here, dumbass?
Number five.
All right. New Mets skipper Carlos Beltran and Red Sox manager Alex Cora were both part of the Astros 2017 World Series staff. This means that they have been dragged into Major League Baseball's investigation regarding using video equipment to illegally steal signs.
And this is going to go, they're saying this is going to be a wide sweeping investigation going back, 2017, 18, and 19? There's more and more people coming out of the woodwork. This could be really, really bad for the Houston Astros.
Baseball is set to interview those guys, and they are going to expand their investigation to include the 19 Astros. And if any other teams are doing the same. See, the only thing that I can think of about why this is not a bigger story, blatant cheating.
Other people.
Is that everybody else is doing it, and baseball is going to uncover a big old giant mess of teams stealing signs with video equipment.
Well, Mike, who did you say? Mike, me and Mike were talking about this, and he said that Major League Baseball was considering penalties that we haven't seen before.
Yeah, there was a report from ESPN that said if they do penalize the Astros or find enough info, they're going to give a penalty that the sport has never seen before.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's warranted.
I don't even know what that is, but I don't think this is going to end well because everything you're seeing and all the players coming out, they're dead to rights.
Also, Trevor Plouffe, former MLB player, said a source of his, someone who was in the league, said that if they didn't have the use of the TV, the bullpen catcher would have an earpiece in, and someone in the clubhouse would relay the sign to him, and he put his hands up on the fence for a fastball, down for a changeup or off-speed pitch.
The Astros.
Yeah, the Astros.
Wow. All right, the James Wiseman saga takes another turn. The star center at Memphis, who just played against Oregon the other night, has now been ruled ineligible, and he will sit out moving forward.
Well, Memphis dropped the lawsuit so that they can move ahead they filed for him to be reinstated. So basically now they've got to work out a suspension with the NCAA. I heard Jay Bells talking about this, and he said that roughly $11,000 usually translates to about a third of the season. So you're looking at, they think maybe about 11 to 12 games.
Okay.
But they don't think he's going to be suspended all year, which is why he dropped the suit that he would be.
So it sounds like they came to an agreement.
Yeah. Look, you take your suspension, right? You got to repay the money and, you know, he'll be eligible for the stretch run in the NCAA tournament.
Because the NCAA has an interest in him playing because they're interesting with him and he's a good player and they could be in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Brown Steelers on Thursday night. Football tonight. Cleveland comes in favored, even though they are just 3-6.
Some of this has to do with the home field Thursday night. That is a huge deal.
The quarterback matchup is Oklahoma against Oklahoma State, straight out of the Bedlam series.
Oh, yeah. Mason Rudolph and Baker Mayfield.
Baker won that battle all three times they played in college. Steelers running back James Conner, he is back after missing two games with a sprained shoulder. The Browns today cut wide receiver Antonio Callaway. He was facing a 10-game ban for violating the league's substance abuse policy.
Yeah, and they just, quite frankly, said they were tired of his antics. He's a guy that has had his fair share of run-ins since being there.
Number two. MVPs announced today in Major League Baseball. They are Dodgers, Cody Bellinger in the NL, and the Angels, Mike Trout in the AL.
Yeah, narrowly over Bregman, who I know you were kind of surprised by this. Everyone thought it was going to be his, but Mike Trout at 28 years of old, now his third MVP.
Yeah.
Bellinger's first, by the way.
His team won 72 games.
I know, and was still the MVP, which is why I think a lot of people thought it was going to go to Bregman. He had a great year, and he played for the best team in baseball.
I know this is hindsight,
mm-hmm.
but don't you think Rendon maybe should have been the NL MVP? Like, Bellinger had a monster first few months, but after that...
How much that has to do with the postseason as well, though?
None of it.
The votes are in before the end.
No. I'm saying, like, in your mind, how much of that is...
Oh, totally. Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's hindsight. But Rendon had a great regular season, too. He didn't just come on in the postseason. I just thought Bellinger was only... I don't know. I just thought after his hot start, I thought he cooled off most of the year.
Didn't he still hit like 330 or something?
No, he hit 305 with 47 and 115.
Can you give me his first few months, though?
I'll take a look at it. His OPS, by the way, was over 1,000.
Or even post All-Star break split. I'd like to see that.
Look that up.
Number one. And number one is this big, weird Colin Kaepernick workout that's in Atlanta.
What the hell are they doing?
So the NFL announced this week. He's going to be working out on Saturday in Atlanta. 13 teams have committed to attending, including the Patriots. Most of the other teams suck, though. Hugh Jackson is going to run it, even though he said he just found out about it today. Also, Joe Philbin will assist.
And so far, there's been no script on what he's going to do, who he's going to be throwing to. I honestly have no clue what this is and why... individual teams wouldn't just work him out. I know Eric Reed has said this is a PR stunt. He's set up to fail here. I just don't
understand. On a Saturday, too.
I don't understand why the NFL is doing this.
Well, the NFL says it will send videos of the workout to all its teams. And there is a side note report that is unsubstantiated, but FanSided is reporting that the Jets have already reached an agreement with Colin Kaepernick to be their backup quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
a lot of people are saying maybe New England. That could be, that's an organization that could take on a story like that and there wouldn't be any speculation about being thrust into the spotlight because he's clearly going to be the backup.
All right, the Hot 5 at 5, refreshed by Coors Light. Enter to win an Oregon-branded Yeti cooler anywhere Coors Light is sold. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Let's tee you up for Oregon's college football weekend coming up next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Mike Francesa. Audio is coming up next.
By the way, you were pretty on about the Bellinger thing. Like after the All-Star game, and you recently after like May, he wasn't great. No, he wasn't great.
Yeah, I was looking here. His post All-Star break numbers. He hit 263 with 17 home runs.
And now pre-All-Star game, he hit 336 with 30 and 71. So, yeah. I mean, it was a...
I mean, April and May were... I mean, he was
his
just...
His start of the season was incredible.
His yeah. April... He hit 416 with 10 home runs in April.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable. And May, 319 with 6 bombs. But then after that, 272 with 7, 265 with 7, 235 with 8, and then 280 with 5.
And if
whereas he, Rendon...
And Rendon actually ended up with better... He ended up with better overall numbers.
No, he didn't hit as many home runs.
That would be the only one. Yeah, he had 34, but he had 319, and he had 126 RBIs.
Yeah, I thought Rendon had a better overall year. Bellinger, though, scorched earth for the first few months.
Yeah.
But Bellinger is your NL MVP.
Also probably helps that he, well, I guess it didn't with Trout. Bellinger played for he was the best player on the best team, but Trout... They can't make that argument because he beat out Bregman, who was the best player on the best team.
Asking for a friend. Okay.
Ask away.
Does the Arizona game worry anyone else?
No.
Like zero?
what's less than zero? What's the
well, that'd probably be negative one.
On your Joey Harrington worry meter?
Yeah, the patented 1080 The Fan Joey Harrington worry meter. I'm still toying with the numbers I'm going to present to him tomorrow. But yeah, yeah. I will definitely put a negative part of the scale in tomorrow for sure.
Arizona.
Because this one is should be a cakewalk.
There are 130, I guess, bowl division teams in the NCAA. Arizona has the 125th best defense. They are awful.
Who is worse? Give me some comparisons.
Let's look this up.
Like, who's right in front of them? Who's right in front of them? Who's barely nipping them?
Is Kansas there?
Oh, I guarantee you they're down there. Their offense or their defense is terrible.
You think they're that bad? I mean, I don't know if you've watched Arizona play, but
I've seen them a few times.
It's a bit of a dumpster fire. And they started out, I want to say they were 4-1, and people were like, "Oh, Arizona." No. Arizona sucks. Oregon should be able to run and throw at will. This game just doesn't worry me at all.
Okay. Because initially it's like, well, you know, Ducks in the college football playoff hunt. Arizona's terrible. They can't play defense. They've already fired their defensive coordinator. Cakewalk, right? And then you go, well, wait a minute. Oregon has a tendency to struggle against Arizona. Like, you think about the historical games against them.
Well, last year.
Arizona kicked their ass last year.
They rolled them.
And it always seems like Arizona comes in and you don't expect anything from Arizona, and then bam, they're right there.
Wasn't the Vernon Adams game the one they went to overtime in a couple years ago too?
I know that I don't remember if that was the one, but I do know that that has been a bit of a pitfall, but this is
not this team,
not this group. Oregon is a really good, solid team. You know, number what, 6 in the country. Arizona is bad. I mean, flat out bad. So you asked who was around them.
Yeah.
Rutgers is, and by the way, Arizona after last week has been bumped down. I was giving them too much credit at 125. Rutgers is at 125.
Okay.
Arizona is the 126th best defense in college football.
So you're telling me Arizona's defense is worse statistically than Rutgers?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The only one I'm looking at is yards per game given up, and has Arizona 124 out of 130.
I'm looking at scoring points.
Yeah. I like points.
Louisiana, Monroe, UConn, New Mexico State, and UMass, the only teams worse than Arizona.
So
then
the worst yards per game, the only teams worse, Boston College, Arkansas State, New Mexico State, Louisiana, Monroe, UMass.
So the worst Power 5 defense there is.
Yes.
They fired their defensive coordinator, the guy they brought over from Boise State, and they've played one game since firing him, and they gave up 56 points. Yeah. To Oregon State.
And I mean, I don't know how else you can present
so
that.
Oregon better kick their ass.
Yeah, you can. I know that everyone's going to do the Lou Holtz, they put their pants on same way we do, and you know, your 1-0 mentality.
I think you mean pants.
You know, you can't overlook anyone. Yes, you can. You can overlook them.
I don't know, man. I think that, see, I was looking at this line because, you know, I'm preparing for a big gambling weekend.
Yeah. What is the spread?
It's 20. Well, it's teetering on 28, but right now, the last I checked, it was 27. So just under 4 touchdowns. But if you can get that thing at 28.5, you're telling me you're betting Oregon on that? I mean,
what? I wouldn't bet it, but if I did, I think I would lay it.
The thing about this game is Arizona, and I think that Colin Wilson told us this a couple weeks ago. We were talking about Arizona, I think the Arizona-Oregon State game. And he was like, man, it's really hard to get a beat on Arizona because they suck, but they have the ability to break big plays. Like Khalil Tate has how many 80-yard, you know, touchdowns has that guy broken off?
Yeah, they can score some points from time to time.
They absolutely can. And so they're dangerous in that way, but yeah, I mean, their defense should not scare Oregon at all. I mean, Herbert should throw for 800 yards.
The last month against UWSC, Stanford, and Oregon State, they have given up 51, 41, 41, 56.
And what are they doing now? But on their offense, what are they doing with two? Don't they have two quarterbacks now?
They got
now?
Two quarterbacks, and they both play.
So they rotate Tate and some other bro?
Yeah.
What's the other guy doing? What's he bringing to the table?
He's more of a, I guess he'd be more of a traditional quarterback.
Okay, so they give you a two-look thing?
And it starts with a G. His name escapes me off the top of my head. And it's not like it's an equal split or anything, but yeah.
So Tate plays more?
Yes, but there is a two-quarterback system in there. And he hasn't been you know, Khalil Tate hasn't been very good.
Well, you want to stay healthy. That's the first thing.
Yes, no one get hurt. Honestly, that would be my biggest worry in
this
game.
One.
And no one blow anything out.
But that's any game. You want to stay healthy, and you really need to put up a big number.
Yes.
You really do, because you're now in a beauty contest with some other teams trying to get into that college football tournament. You need style points. And so let's say the score is 40-14 and you're going into the fourth quarter.
Put your foot on the gas.
Get 60.
Yes.
And I know that's bad sportsmanship. People will say it's bad sportsmanship or this. No, this in this system.
Leave no doubt.
You need style points.
Because if all things play out, and I did look, by the way, the other kid actually played more against Oregon State. So maybe there is more of a shift coming here for Arizona, because he did play the bulk of the snaps against the Beavs. But if everything wins out, right, as the chalk would have it, Oregon ends up being a one-loss team and wins the Pac-12 title over Utah. Alabama goes and they're a one-loss team. Honestly, the eye test may determine who goes, right? Because if the common opponent is, like, Oregon will have a better resume because they'll have more top 25 wins. Not a lot of them, but there will be more of them. They'll have the Pac-12 title, but the one common opponent they'll have is Alabama. And if Alabama has won that game, it may just boil down to style points and who passes the eye test. And if you're Oregon this year, I don't know how many people from the committee watched Oregon on a week-to-week basis. For big hunk of this season, whether it was Stanford, whether it was Cal, even the Washington State games, you didn't exactly look dominant.
Well, here's the thing. You won't get, if Oregon wins this game by 40, you won't get any credit for it.
Probably not.
But if you don't win it by 40, you will get criticized for it.
Yeah.
And that's just as bad. So nobody, like, when Alabama plays games like this, nobody expects anything less than Alabama kicking their tail in. Right?
Yeah.
So Alabama, these good teams that we always talk about, they never get credit for blowing out lesser opponents. You shouldn't. That's what you are now. If you're in this conversation, Oregon, you are expected to blow this team's doors off.
Yeah.
So you better do it. And if you don't, all of a sudden people will start bringing up, well, Washington State probably should have beat them.
Yep.
And well, that Washington game, Washington really had them. You know what I mean? So you got to leave no doubt going into the Pac-12 championship game.
And I honestly think with the way the offense has been playing, there you should do that. Like
I guess that's what I'm saying is, I think there are Oregon teams in the past that you just knew that they were a lesser opponent like this, they were going to win by 50. Those Chip Kelly teams, this team.
Yeah, you're not quite as certain.
I don't think I'm quite as certain that they blow Arizona out in this game. It's just because of the way this is kind of their style. It's where they are.
I just think that with that run game, at least, you should be able to pull away. I know Washington did this against him.
By the way, pull away, not good enough. You can't be up 28-21 and win 40, you know, 2-21 and say that's good enough.
Yeah, the Washington game, I'm going to look. It was because it was a game into the third quarter, and then Washington pulled away and ended up winning 51-27, but I want to say it was either tied or it was a one-score game midway through that, and then they warmed down and blew it open.
All right, we'll have more on this game tomorrow. Joey Harrington will be on our show, 5:30. But up next, Mike Francesa doesn't understand technology. Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, for our next trick, we are just going to play audio of cliche sports radio guy.
Oh, well, that's good. We don't have to do anything.
No, we're going to let Mike Francesa carry us.
He is number one. Actually, he's not anymore. Michael Kay beat him and he freaked out.
Well, I guess, isn't Francesa leaving his show too?
Yeah, he's just doing the stuff on the radio.com app now. He's going to be the voice of it.
Well, anyway, he's still on right now
on
WFAN.
It's still making no sense. And,
which I believe is an intercom station.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so we have to
tread
lightly.
That's why he's on the radio.com app.
Yeah, because it's an intercom thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, Francesa, you know, sometimes we get some heat here within the company for, like, bagging on an intercom guy, but it's too easy.
he just, it's unbelievable at this point. I'm sure back in the day he was fantastic.
Well, he needs Mad Dog.
But he just, some of the stuff that he...
He needs a rap.
Well, he just blatantly lies about everything. Either that or he just doesn't remember what he says.
Yeah, I think he's just kind of out to lunch.
It's possible.
You know, he's just mailing it in. He doesn't care.
He does fall asleep.
He's fallen asleep on the air a couple times. A
couple times.
Now, here he is. So the Astros are accused of stealing signs.
Yeah.
And there are videos, very clear videos, a lot of them, that show what the Astros were doing. And that was they were getting a video. They have a video camera set up in center field. And once a off-speed sign was put down by the catcher, close to the dugout, they had a monitor that let them know. And then somebody would signal from the dugout. They would like bang something like a bat hitting a barrel almost to signal to the hitter, hey, off speed's coming.
It was a trash can.
And more stuff keeps coming out like every day.
Yeah. So Francesa isn't buying it though.
No.
Mike. So here is audio of him with a caller who's saying, hey, dude, Mike, you need to watch these videos. This is unbelievable. And here's Mike's response.
Jason and Clifton. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, Mike. I'm a big sports fan, baseball, football, and with the whole baseball, with the Houston stealing signs.
Oh, I get so tired with these stories. I'm telling you, I've never been a big believer in this stuff. Come on.
They got a TV in the dugout, Mike, and they're banging on the dugout.
So let me explain to me how this works. So explain to me how this works.
I'll tell you.
So you're in. You got a center field camera, which they don't use on every pitch, and then you have, and then you. So now the center field camera shows you the sign. You're going to steal the sequence of sign, and then when you've decoded it, you then are going to get the center field camera. You're going to be watching the game in the dugout, and then you're still going to have time in real time from when he put this down to when the pitcher throws it. You're still going to have time to signal the batter in the video. Oh, come on. It's silly.
They're banging two times.
It's silly. It's silly.
It,
come on, Jason. You know, Jason, have you ever talked to baseball players?
Mike, I watched
Jason,
the videos.
Most baseball players will tell you that they don't even like people
Mike,
to tell them what's coming.
Before you comment on it, you should watch the video
stop,
on it,
stop. I'm so tired of hearing about this, okay? After watching on TV, do you know a lot of times that the games are on a delay? Did you ever realize that a lot of times the games are, depending on whether the game is a real line or a satellite line, the game can be on a 3 to 5 second delay also. You didn't bring that part up, okay? So you have to tell me, do you know sometimes that I can put two different sets on two different places and one set is 2 seconds behind the other one? You ever do that, folks, and realize that one is a couple seconds behind?
Sets.
Because if it goes off the satellite, if it's transmitted off a satellite, it's later. So it's a couple seconds late. So the idea that it's in real time, you have to tell me where they transmitted the satellite, whether they transmitted it off a satellite or not. So this idea that everything is, you know, they wouldn't have hit and they hit because they stole the signs. Give me a break.
Wow.
And then you talk to half the players. Do you like to get signs? No, I can't stand getting signs.
So there you go. There's Mike's hot take on how video works.
Mike,
boy, he did not let the caller get a word in edgewise at all.
Does he really think they're stealing signs off like the broadcast? That's what they're doing?
When he falls asleep, he lets the callers get a word.
Yeah, there
in
would be no way. Look, he's right. There would be no way to transmit something from center field to the dugout in real time. That would not happen. I do that at home. Like when I'm beaming something from my iPad to the TV,
yeah,
it is possible, but no, he's probably right. Like there would be no way at their own home stadium to run a cable. That'd be too long.
No way
they would run a cable in their own stadium from a camera
I wonder if he thinks that there would be an actual big physical cable like those two, like the cans and the string. Someone's out in center field, they just run it through the stands, so wiggle the slinky twice.
So I now picture his home. He has painted a picture in my mind of his television setup.
Yeah,
and it's like yours and I's from 1995.
Yeah, have you ever been to Graceland?
No.
If you ever go there, like the home of the king, rest in peace, by the way, you walk through it and you realize at the time that that was like the epitome of luxury, but you walk through it now and you're like, boy, this sucks. I just think that setup, like if you walked into his house in 1984, I'll bet you that was a ridiculously nice house, but you walk in it now and I just picture like one of those 56 inch TVs with like the big, those big lights underneath it. And it's got a wood cabinet.
And he's got two of them, two TV sets because he's so rich.
One of them's on DirecTV. One of them's on Cablevision. Yeah. So they're delayed from each other.
Is anyone ever done that? You put two TVs up. There's going to be a delay. You haven't even talked about that.
I'm so wealthy. I do that. I can do that.
Have you talked to any baseball guys?
They don't want to know what pitches covet.
No, no.
They don't want to know.
No.
I
get so tired of hearing about this. Yeah, Major League Baseball seemed to think it could be a serious thing. By the way, did you see the splits?
What?
The postseason splits, home and away, for the Astros?
No. Let's talk about it.
Ridiculous. It's
2017?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it is unbelievable.
Well, can I?
Now I got to find them. Hold
maybe
on.
Put them on the radio? Or
let me see what I can do.
Okay, there's one other piece of sports audio, but it's too long to play. I would like for you to just go seek it out on your own if you're interested. But it's Mike Leach on student loans.
I found it for you, Sue.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mike Leach thing is...
Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's so good, but it's too long.
Yeah.
So somebody asked Leach a funny question every week. You know, it's kind of off-topic question. And this week they asked him, there was a study that found that 40% of people would spend a week in jail if it meant erasing all of their student loans.
So someone asked if would Leach do that to erase his loans?
And he did have a bunch of student loans. Of course, he graduated from law school, too. And he went through his whole life history and how he battled the loan sharks. And it's gold. Yeah. It really is. And he ultimately decides that he goes, 1 week? I'd spend 3 months in jail.
I feel like Leach would do okay in prison. He'd read a lot, take some naps.
Dude, he'd be the leader in prison.
I feel like he'd be all right.
He would be their messiah.
Yeah, he'd be their godfather.
All right, so what do we have?
These are the home and away splits from the 2017 postseason for various Astros players.
Because 2017 was the year that they were clearly caught doing this.
Yes.
And they don't think that they've done it this way in the last two seasons.
Gurriel is the only one that doesn't really stand out at you.
Jose Altuve, at home, .472 batting average, .513 on base, 17 hits, 6 homers, 12 RBIs. On the road, .143 batting average, .268 on base percentage, 5 hits, 1 home run, 2 RBIs. Carlos Correa, home, .371 batting average, .421 OBP, 13 hits, 3 homers, 10 RBIs. Away, .211 batting average, .231 OBP, 8 hits, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. Alex Bregman, home, .273 batting average, .342 OBP, 9 hits, 2 homers, 6 RBIs. Away, .154 batting average, .175 OBP, 6 hits, 2 homers, 4 RBIs. Here's the most egregious. Brian McCann, .300 batting average at home, .382 OBP, 9 hits, 1 homer, 7 RBIs. Away, .037 batting average, .161 OBP, 1 hit, no home runs, no RBIs. Yuli Gurriel was basically the same across the board. Almost identical numbers. Evan Gattis, 300.
See, how do you explain that? Fake news.
They don't even want the signs.
And the guy who's been featured the most is Evan Gattis. Home, .300 batting average, .464 OBP, 6 hits, 1 homer, 3 RBIs. Away, .200 batting average, still .333 on base percentage, 2 hits, no homers, no RBIs.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a
that's crazy.
It is a huge difference.
Well, somebody texted in earlier, because everybody's speculating what MLB will do to the Astros. Somebody said AJ Hinch might just get booted.
It's possible. They did say that it would be unlike if they did find this to be as rampant as we all think it is, that it would be unprecedented punishment.
But is it Hinch or is it like front office or like who do you think's behind that?
I don't know. My guess is that you got to go through the investigation and people will start ratting other people out here. And there's just enough people know about this. They'll get to the bottom of it.
All right. Up next, sports talk. On the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, welcome back to our sports show where we give you sports talk
Not for much longer.
Nope. This is our final bit.
We're all sportsed out. Thoughts and prayers to sports.
Thoughts and prayers. I was reading the tweets of one Steve Mims of the Register Guard down in Eugene.
Good dude, by the way.
Yeah, he's a great dude. And he tweeted something funny. It was from the paper. And you know how they put in letters to the editor?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's the old.
Speaking of which, we just got done, like, who complains about things? Who the hell writes a letter to the newspaper?
Well, that's how you used to do it, man.
Voice your displeasure. That was how Karen used to complain back in the day.
I'm old. I am dying.
And he posted one from the RG there, the Register Guard.
Calm down.
And it's just a little snippet of a letter to the editor, and it says, zip, zip, hooray.
What?
Well, that's the headline.
Okay.
And then it reads, I have suggested to the University of Oregon that they add zip lines to Autzen Stadium. I am certain dozens of fans would sign up and plop down $100 or more for the thrill of crossing the stadium in front of 55,000 people during each football game. There is enough elevation difference between the south and north sides that a line could start from the roof of the south side, take participants across to the north side, and another line could return.
And this person is serious. They really think this is the...
I'm sorry.
This is the award-winning idea that changes college football forever.
Hey, so I thought that would be our last sports bit for the day. It is not. Did you just hear what Mike said?
No.
Okay, so sit tight.
I was busy listening to this stupid idea.
Sit tight and buckle up. Okay, are you ready? We have breaking news.
All right.
This is breaking news.
Are you ready for this?
And I mean buckle up.
Oh, boy.
Buckle up, buttercup. This is from Woj, so you know it's for real. Portland is signing. Drum roll, please.
I don't have one.
Oh,
just say it.
Carmelo Anthony. It is a non-guaranteed deal.
No way.
Wow. We asked the question when the great Jason Quick came on. That was my first question. How bad is it? And he didn't really have a way to articulate just like in what realm of bad this is. Well, I think we just answered the question of how bad is it that you've now gone out and you've acquired Carmelo Anthony.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Dude, I don't know what to say. Isn't he done?
No, he's not done.
Melo's back, baby.
Well, I know he's physically back, but isn't he physically?
Syracuse.
Mike's sports pants runneth over right now.
Let's go.
Mike's going to need to have a moment here.
Oh, my God.
No, this will probably be an utter disaster, but I'm all for this because I'm a big Melo fan.
You know you done stepped in it one too many times when your savior is Carmelo Anthony.
Dude.
Although, to be fair.
When was the last time he was good? Was it ever? That's not fair. He can score.
He can score.
Good player. But when was the last time he was?
The last time he was good, good?
Yeah.
This is so funny.
2012, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. 7 years ago.
All right.
He was good.
7 years?
He was good.
All right.
Hey, the last couple of years, he's put
maybe
up.
Maybe there's some magic in there.
Well, he's what, 35? He did score 13 points last time we saw him with Houston playing in 10 games. Before they got rid of him. Before that, Oklahoma City, 16 points.
Look, when you have depth issues like the Blazers, there's only one man who can solve it, and that's Carmelo Anthony, 2003 national title holder.
But to be honest, right, you can't play Anthony Tolliver anymore. He's a DNP.
Don't do this.
Little Mario isn't. What else are you going to do? I like the move.
It's non-guaranteed.
I'm excited.
If it doesn't work out, boot him.
Maybe they're tanking.
No.
You know that Lillard and CJ have been pushing for this for years,
yes,
right?
Yes, they have.
You've heard that.
Well, and you know what?
Yeah,
the offense is one thing, but you know, the defense has been the real problem. And 35-year-old fat Carmelo Anthony is just what this defense dialed up.
Dude, I cannot wait to see Carmelo in a Blazers uniform. Let's go.
In all honesty, it can't be any worse.
I think that's what I'm tweeting. I'm gonna tweet this.
Yeah, it can't be worse.
If you're wondering how things were going to get worse or if things could get worse, I present you this. All right, the club is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.